your Sports Illustrated model. How's that feel?
It's pretty cool. You know, it's nice to know that, you know, starting to get noticed, you know, in this scheme, you're not really going to have the numbers as some other guys, but I like to think my style of play is something that my opponents and opposing coaches know, and it's nice to get on the cover so now fans can start paying attention a little more, too.
They labeled you as a rising star. Do you feel like that's accurate, or are you ready to feel like?
I'll say that's accurate, you know, and all it does is motivate me to continue to work harder and improve. And it lets me know that I'm doing something right, and that's by taking the attitude to get better every day.
What's next, the body issue for ESPN?
I don't know if my wife will let me do that, but we'll see if they ask. And, you know, I don't know.
Mike, as limited number of reps as the ones all got together, what did you still like about the defensive production over the four preseason?
I really did like it, you know, and what I like the most is that our young guys really showed up. You really can see the hunger within them, and they obviously are into their playbooks. They're taking it seriously because they're playing fast, they're making plays, and it's like they're showing up, whether it's up front, a linebacker, or in the defensive backfield.
Clark kind of missed the end of the preseason, but do you feel like that he's going to miss a step or anything when he winds up on Jacksonville, or you think he's ready to go?
It's going to be tough being a rookie going into week one. I don't care how much experience you've had in the preseason, it's going to be tough. So he's going to go through the same learning curve that all rookies go through, but as long as he plays hard and gives everything he has, he'll be all right.
When you start looking at the film in this matchup, what jumps out about Jacksonville, their offense, how they move the football?
We just got to play aggressive. We just have to attack them and hit them in their mouth, and that's all to it.
You think they're going to try to do the same with their power running game to you guys?
I mean, they could do whatever they want. We need to hit them in their mouth, and that's all that matters.
Is that a pretty good week one test, though, to start a season, going down there in the heat playing them?
It doesn't matter who we play. We can go to Antarctica. I mean, it's week one's week one. So, like I said, we just have to hit them in their mouth, and that's all football comes down to.
Mike was saying today there's a different vibe, a different feel this week maybe than others when you start a season. Do you feel that excitement, that energy kind of growing in this locker room right now?
You can definitely feel it, and it should show itself during practice. I feel like we had a good day today and got to have a better one tomorrow.
With Clay still outside, Julius still outside, helping Perry, you in the middle. I mean, how good can this defensive line be as far as pass rush?
We can be as good as we want to be, and I think we aspire to be great. So, like I said, we just have to continue to improve every day and work to be the best us that we can be.
Mike, we know it's a long season. Defenses, units don't look the same, you know, 4 months from now as they will like week one. But what do you want to see from this defense in week one to feel like it's on the right track or where you want it to get to?
I just want us to play physical and hustle to the ball every single play. And if we do those things, then it definitely increases our chances to do some great things.
You guys have your battles in training camp. What is your impression of Lane Taylor, and is he ready for this opportunity?
Lane's ready. He's tough. He gives everything that he has, and he's strong. You know, I've all the confidence in the world in Lane.